When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More than 220,000 Americans have now died of coronavirus, according to the Johns Hopkins University count. President Trump, yesterday during a call with campaign staff, referred to Dr. Anthony Fauci on his coronavirus task force as an idiot. But he tells Fox and Friends this morning,
I get along with him very well. He's a Democrat. He's actually a very good friend of the Cuomo family. But he's been there for a long time. I leave him there. And he's a nice guy. But he's been wrong.
The president also says he wants an even larger coronavirus financial relief package than the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if a comprehensive coronavirus bill is to get through both chambers of Congress before Election Day, there has to be an agreement with the White House by the end of the day today. Pelosi is pushing for $2.2 trillion, while this morning President Trump says he would be okay with that number or more. It may be a hard sell to some Republicans in the Senate who oppose passing more aid.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Auburn police are investigating a shooting that left a 19- and 16-year-old injured. The two were found at a convenience store on East University Drive and sent to the hospital for treatment. The 19-year-old has since been released. Auburn police are asking for tips in the case. If you have one, you can call 334-501-3140. A Montgomery-area doctor has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for illegally prescribing multiple drugs. Prosecutors say 60-year-old Richard Stell was also convicted of fraud and money laundering. He had a medical practice in Montgomery from 2010 to 2018. In Prattville, two men are facing attempted murder charges in connection to a weekend shooting. Police say a man was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries Sunday after a shooting at the Brentwood Landing Apartments. 24-year-old Hayden Nix and 23-year-old Evan Saratelli were arrested shortly after. I'm Julia Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 19th through the 24th. Shop great sales all week long throughout the Garden Center, including 20% off camellias, 30% off all azaleas, 50% off select outdoor pottery, 40% off select outdoor furniture, and up to 50% off a wide variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 19th through the 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
What's your biggest investment? more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen.
Hi, Darren.
Darren, all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, like the big voice said. 272-9228.
You know who the big guy is, don't you?
The big guy? H is going to hold 10 for the big guy.
Yeah. Joe Biden, the big guy, getting his cut of the Burisma stuff.
And they're talking about that on Fox right now. The sexy Katie Pavlik. My internal monologue snuck out there.
Hey, don't pull a tubing on us. Because I got some video.
Is this thing recording?
Yeah.
Just between me and Jack, it's all right.
The more I've thought about that, the more I'm just shaking my head. That's just unbelievable.
I know. Especially when
Bill Britt wants me to do the voice of Alabama politics on Zoom. Hell no.
No, I've seen you on Zoom, Jack Campbell. No, don't do it.
No, I'm not thinking about it.
But they're sitting there talking about, you know, Trump slams Biden over son's business dealings with China, Russia, Ukraine. I mean, Jack, you keep asking me, does this thing have legs? It's funny how much you sound like Lindsey Graham. Both of y'all with your lilt. My impersonation of both of you sounds very comparable. But, Joey, does this thing have legs? And I'm going to throw the question back at you. As you've watched it more, does this thing have legs?
It has legs on Fox News. It won't go away there. And you got to understand, they have a big damn audience, bigger than the rest of these guys. You know NBC and those guys. And I bet that old hag won't ask it Thursday night.
Welker?
She won't ask it.
Yeah.
And I think she's irresponsible for not asking it, but she won't. I do think it has legs. Now, as you and I discussed this morning, there's some things on there about Hunter Biden's sexual activities.
Right.
And while that might be egregious and illegal and unlawful and just horrible, whatever it could be, you and I have an idea.
Yeah.
That's not important right now. What's important is to show that Biden used his influence in getting his son put on a board of an energy company where he had no prior energy experience. He had the prosecutor looking into Burisma's activities to be fired and replaced. And did he, and it looks like he did, make a monetary gain by that relationship?
Right.
And that is where it's criminal.
Essentially, Joe Biden is another swamp creature, establishment politician who uses power and influence and his name to enrich his family and himself.
And himself. His family's bad enough, but he's done it to enrich himself. You know, you don't spend 47 years as a public servant in Washington, where it's very expensive to live, on a salary of a U.S. senator, and you can be rich because you could have had a hell of an investor take care of your money while you were a public servant, but not to the extent that Joe Biden has made money.
Right.
It just,
we'll see if it has legs, if it sticks, and I'm sure Trump's not going to be quiet about it on Thursday night's debate, no matter what Biden or Kristen Welker do, no matter the mute button. But 272-9228, let's go.
Now, you have to remember that in the old days, when people like Bill Dickinson retired, who was our congressman for 40 years here in southeast Alabama, whatever you had in your war chest that you had raised was your personal money to take with you. Mm. So some of these guys would leave Congress after 35 years and have, back in the late 80s, early 90s, $1 million, $500,000. That's a lot of money. It was back then. But with McCain-Feingold and all these reforms,
that went
whatever you have in your war chest when you leave, you can either give to other federal or state candidates,
right,
or to charities or whatever. But you can't take it with you. So, I don't know what Joe Biden had in his war chest when he left the Senate to be Obama's running mate. But I believe that was after McCain-Feingold.
It was.
So
we'll see. But here we got some callers on hold. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Very well. We've been lied to by the mainstream media for decades. I mean, this Operation Mockingbird, supposedly ended. I don't think it ever ended. Because at 4 a.m., all these TV channels get the same buzzword, same talking point. And now we've got 50 former intelligence agency officers saying that this is Russian disinformation. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? You know?
They think we're very, very stupid indeed.
And for some people that only watch, the Kool-Aid channels, maybe that's why. And we certainly know when we go to Google something, a lot of times it's not on certain search engines. And we know why Obama picked Biden as vice president now, don't we?
Flower Child, not everybody knows what Operation Mockingbird is.
Well, you want to tell them?
No, I want you to tell them, because I'm not as... Listen, I know you read a lot more than I do about this stuff, so...
Uh-huh. Well, it was a... I think it was a CIA operation. It's kind of like propaganda, where they tell the media what to put out every day, and that's a real abbreviated version. You can probably count upon it.
They essentially recruited American journalists into a propaganda network, influenced operations of all sorts of different front groups.
Yeah, I mean, you could be a journalist and a CIA agent, not necessarily a spy agent.
It was revealed by the Church Committee.
Yes, thank you. I have forgotten a lot of it. But going back to, we know why Obama picked Joe Biden as his vice president now, don't we? I mean, it's right out of the Chicago playbook. You pick somebody that's going to be just as crooked as you are, and to go along with the Clintons. And not only has it been the media, it's been the FBI and the DOJ have been their wingmen all these years. That's what's so really disheartening to me.
Well, James Comey certainly proved that.
Mm-hmm. And see,
it looks like Christopher Wray has too.
Obviously. And they don't even investigate anything until they absolutely have to do it. I mean, they weren't going to investigate the Wiener laptop until the New York police people forced them into it. And they weren't going to investigate Hunter's laptop until Bannon and Giuliani went public with it. And I just think it should scare the hell out of Americans that the Chinese want Biden as a president of the United States, somebody that they can control and bribe.
Well, he owes them. They've already bribed him. Looks like he got money.
Oh, I know. And that's the reason he's outperforming them fundraising with Trump, is because the dark money is coming from China through BLM, and then it goes to DNC, and then it goes to Biden. I mean, if you want a Manchurian candidate to be president of the United States, vote for Biden. And
I think if Biden, not with hyperbole at all, I think if Biden becomes president, he'll be a very weak puppet. He'll be easily manipulated. And this is what really concerns me. I was hoping for a robust foreign policy debate Thursday, because the number one thing, people like the corporate press, the intelligence agencies, this is what General Flynn wanted to reform. They got so much wrong in the last few years. All the wars they got us involved in, how they manipulated media to stump and cheerlead for wars. And Trump's been the one guy, not perfectly by any means, saying to generals, saying to an intelligence community, saying to the press, no, we need to stop these stupid perpetual wars. And if we do stay, we're going to guard the oil, which makes them go, don't say that part out loud. And that's what's so disappointing to me. It's like, no, we're not going to talk about foreign policy. We're not going to talk about peace deals in the Middle East. I think there's actually going to be a new deal with Russia. Now, I guess that's Russian disinformation, too, but a freeze on warhead production. But we'll see. But that's what's really, when they took
they
the big
foreign
policy.
They know that
foreign
policy is Donald Trump's selling point.
Strength
they don't want him to discuss moving it to Jerusalem. They don't want him to discuss what's going on right now between United Arab, whatever it is called, Emirates or whatever. They don't want him to be able to tout any of that stuff. So they've taken foreign policy off the table. And it's egregious.
Really, especially when you look at Biden's track record on foreign policy. My God.
Oh God. Whatever Biden says, you need to go the opposite way.
He didn't even want to take out bin Laden.
One other thing is, and I don't know if this is true or not, but what kind of father puts his son, like Hunter, in the position of being the bagman for the family? You know, it's not just everybody.
Because Bo's dead.
Huh?
Well, and it wasn't just recent,
because
by the way.
Bo is dead.
Yeah, that too. But it wasn't just recently. You look back, wasn't Hunter put on a board for credit card companies, and Biden's pushing all sorts of credit card information? I think this is an old, decades-old scheme.
I know it is, but still, the father had to have told him to do it.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't want to give 50% of the blame to Joe, too, as far as, the start of this and everything. Everybody down on Hunter because he's a drug addict and he's this, that, and the other. Who knows? That poor man may be doing all that stuff because of what he's had to do all his life.
Oh, yeah, the salacious aspects of apparently what's on that laptop is not, in my mind, a reason to vote for or against. You see that stuff, you see the reportage on it, and it's just sad.
They don't need to get bogged down in his drug use or his hiring of whores or any of that stuff. What they need to focus on is the money part of it.
Well, he's enough of a tortured soul, and that actually, because there are apparently very sympathetic notes from Joe Biden to Hunter, a father looking after his son, which you would, Joe's not the devil by any means. He's just another establishment
politician.
He's
a greedy guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, guys. Good show. Bye.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, it's Cranky.
Hey, Cranky, how you doing?
So far, so good. Good morning, Jack.
How you, Cranky?
We're doing good. We're doing good. I got a poem for you.
A poem?
Lighten things up.
Wait, if it's a haiku, I'm going to be very upset.
Well, I don't know if it's a high two or high three. It may be a high five. I'm not sure. That was comedy, evidently very
little.
We're
going to forget about that and now say your poem.
Okay, roses are red, mm-hmm. Kamala's not black, mm-hmm. Sleepy Joe's in the basement, and Hunter's on crack.
Highbrow here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
We have gone to the gutter, but I love it.
Well, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking...
We were kind of there before the poem.
Some of us are looking at the stars from the gutter, we hope.
Well, I'm just trying to solidify the current state of the program, that's all. I'm just trying to help you guys. Just trying to help you.
Well, all the help we need, thank you.
Hey, listen, just like Carl Childers said, I ain't got nothing, that's all I got.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
You too.
272-9228. Yeah, what do you think of this mute button thing?
I think it's stupid. I think, well, like I said, I think candidates ought to have enough self-control and discipline to let the other person speak. But, you know, it's you remember during the Bush-Gore debate?
Mm-hmm.
When Gore...
Yeah, I kept sighing.
You had that loud sighs during... I mean, that just made everybody look at Gore and go, golly, how rude and how dismissive. He, you know, it showed the real side of him.
Right.
That you might not have seen had his microphone been muted. I think that's a little elementary.
Plus, his particular Texas accent is odd. It's like this high-class Gore.
He's from Tennessee.
He's from Tennessee. It's just one of these weird, like it's Southern, but then he's trying to put on this very formal 1,000 million degrees.
Yeah,
like
I remember in 88, he was running for president. You know, everybody thought, oh, he's a great hope for the South. This last bastion of moderates in the deep South. He's the saint and savior of the Southern Democrat Party. He was a big blowhard and a disappointment, and Dukakis beat him in the primary.
Yeah, and I went back and watched that first Gore-Bush debate. It was after the Trump-Biden debate. There was like, oh, worst debate in presidential history. No, I went back and watched Bush-Gore. Number one, I saw why Bush won over Gore. Bush seemed more like a real person. That said, I have to say that was the worst debate in history. It was boring. And again, remember, folks, this is before 9/11. This is 99-2000. It's before 9/11, and the word that came to my mind, Jack, maybe this is just me being a young brat, was hubris. It was so buttoned up. It was so like America is unstoppable. Nothing bad can happen to us. And the way especially Gore answered questions was so contrived that it makes you look back and go, man, America's been through some stuff in 20 years.
He never got over the image of being a wooden Indian.
No. Huh.
I mean, Gore was stiff and...
Like he's in a cigar shop somewhere.
Right, right. And he's a dullard, although we know later that he cheated on his wife.
Have you heard the anecdote that Glenn Beck has shared for years about meeting W in the Oval Office?
No.
Yeah, he said George W. Bush was, like, dressing Glenn down. I think this is back when Glenn's on, like, CNN or Headline News. And he's in the Oval, and Glenn had been criticizing him. And Bush is, like, cursing at him. You don't know what it is to be president. And was just telling him all this stuff, dressing down Glenn Beck. And Glenn looks at him and goes, where's this guy been? What, like, if you just act like this in public, more people will like you. It'll be more effective. It was kind of like, be like Trump, essentially, George. And W said something to the effect of, you don't understand. Every word is watched over and massaged by my handlers. The press will take anything up. And it made me go, God bless Donald Trump for this one thing. It's made everything a bit more informal, loosened things up a little bit. I'm not talking about when Trump gets rude and crude and all this stuff. Though, you know, me personally, I don't mind that. It's more, have you noticed how politicians, all of them, Democrats, Republicans, are now referring to one another by their first name? Nancy, Chuck, Kevin. Hey, how's Mitch doing? Like,
well, they've done that in the past, not as much as not as much as they do today.
Right, and it's even in formal settings, you'll see people refer to each other. That's an effect of Trump, where he's sort of broken the theater of it in a way that's very real, and I think that's really a deep part of his appeal. I went back and looked at what I was thinking in 2015 when Trump came on these airwaves.
He took him off the pedestal, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. And Trump always struck me as Donnie from Queens. He struck me as a talk radio host, as a talk radio caller. He struck me as an average guy who could speak the average guy's language. And he wasn't going to dress it up in euphemism or politically correct language, sometimes to a fault, but it was largely a benefit. And you know one of the most amazing things, though, Jack? One of the changes that's happened just in the last 3.5-4 years, in that piece I wrote in 2015, I said Trump sounded like a walking, talking Drudge Report. And that statement made sense back in 2015, made sense even in 2016. But how far gone is the Drudge Report? I know we've talked about this before, but
wow,
that was the go-to site for everybody in conservative talk land, especially. And even
it's kind of like the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
I don't think it used to be that bad either.
Right. Well, it was started by Andrew Breitbart along with Arianna Huffington. Arianna Huffington used to be a conservative.
I know. She was married to a guy that I met in Houston. His daddy had been ambassador to France. Michael Huffington's father was a big oil guy in Houston. He was Bush's, the first Bush's ambassador to France. And Michael Huffington, didn't he kind of step out on his wife with boys? I think so. Anyway, she went left on everybody.
Right,
and they didn't start out that way. You're right.
Well, and she had this salon of leftists coming to her house, and Andrew Breitbart knew her, and he's like, "Hey, why don't you just make that a website? All you and all your friends that are hanging out anyway." It was a brilliant idea. It's a shame that man, Andrew Breitbart, died so early. Really a shame. I mean, a lot of conservative media these days, I mean, you see his namesake at Breitbart.com. I don't know if it would be the same thing today if Breitbart himself was still alive, but he found Ben Shapiro. He found so many of the new rock stars in conservative media. And it's amazing how quickly things have changed, let's just say, in the last 10 years. And it's not going back to normal. Not anytime soon, folks. It is a good refresher. Go watch old debates.
You talked about Bush dressing down Glenn Beck in the Oval Office. I talked to George W. Bush when he owned the team in Arlington.
The Rangers. Yeah.
Rangers.
Yeah.
I was at a fundraiser in 1990, and he was active in the party, but he owned the Rangers. He wasn't, you know, a candidate or anything like that. And I had a discussion with him about a political candidate in Texas and who was running statewide. And I was getting his thoughts on him. He was like, "Man, that guy." And he went off and told me a story about his father and this guy. And he didn't hold anything back.
Right.
And so my friend Margaret Spellings, who went on to be Secretary of Education, she and I had lunch in Austin because I was living there. In August of 2000. And no, I hadn't moved there yet. I was out there visiting. And she said she had just left the Bush gubernatorial office to go work on the campaign. She later became domestic policy advisor. And she said, "Oh man, we've really had to watch ourselves because, you know, the F word in the Bush campaign is used quite a bit by Bush himself, and he's really had to catch himself and tone it down." And so they've all, just like you say,
right,
they've all had to become very stiff and guarded about what they say. And, you know, because today there's going to be some video of it somewhere.
Well, and Trump broke all that.
Yeah. Yeah. He called somebody an SOB at a rally, I think.
Oh, and he's dropping the BS bombs, and I mean, maybe he'll drop the F bomb before. No, he did on Limbaugh. Did you hear that? We don't usually talk about
him.
Yeah, we're kind of talking about all sorts of competitors, but yeah, on Rush Limbaugh, Trump did a radio rally, and he said he was talking about Iran. He's like, they know not to F with us, and he didn't say the abbreviation.
Oh, I saw that on something I was Googling the other night. I saw that because it was video of Rush.
Yeah, and Rush kind of blinks when he hears it.
I didn't know that was Trump because I only caught just a second.
Yeah, that was Trump. So he has already dropped the F-bomb in public.
That's hilarious.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Isn't Troop Booth a great
guy? Yeah, he's a great guy. You'll really like him if you go in there and talk to him.
Well, and a lot of expertise in the antique and estate jewelry field. He's, worked at the family business. It's a 40-year family business there at Heirloom Jewelers. But Troop Booth is also trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He and the whole staff there are. And that allows them to sell you fine antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces at incredible prices. Also allows them to buy at a great rate if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth. So whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique jewelry pieces, call Troop Booth today. Set up an appointment, 260-0066, 260-0066, or you can go to the brand new revamped website. It's as simple as heirloomjewelers.com. Again, that's heirloomjewelers.com. You can make an appointment there, see what they currently have in stock. Seriously, you want to treat yourself, surprise that significant other. Why not get a handcrafted, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry? It's just that extra special. Heirloom Jewelers. Again, that number, 260-0066, or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. And be sure when you call or stop by, you tell Troop Booth that News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon after this break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing? You know Adam Clymer.
I don't, actually.
We were talking about, like, people getting caught talking, saying ugly things. Mm-hmm. Back in 2000, Bush and Cheney were having a rally, and there was a reporter in the crowd named Adam Clymer, who worked for the New York Times. And so there's a lot of music going on, and Bush leans over to Cheney and says, "Hey, that guy over there, that's Adam Clymer with the New York Times. He's a major league a-hole." And Cheney goes, "Yeah, big time." Well, it got caught on tape. And of course it was aired on the news and all that stuff. So the Bush turns it into a positive. Bush had a nickname for everybody.
Sure.
His nickname for, he called Karl Rove Turd Blossom, but he called Dick Cheney after he said that to him about Clymer being, you know, a major league a-hole. After he said that, Cheney goes, "Yeah, big time." Well, that became Cheney's nickname all during the presidency. He would tell his staff, "Hey, get big time on the phone.
272.
Get Turd Blossom on the phone."
272.
They all knew who that was.
9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing?
Hey, there.
Fine, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Oh, man. Those were the days with Bush, right? I can't help it. I like Bush Jr.
I'm a big personal fan of his because I got to know him a little bit, and he's a real human being. Let me just say that.
Right. That's what he comes off as. You know, to me, it's like this is a guy that I'd go to a barbecue with, or hang out at the lake with, or something like that. You know, so. Anyway, but I really liked all the nicknames that he gave people. That was always amusing. To answer your question, though, Joey, as far as I believe, about whether this Biden story has legs. I think it has hairy legs, man.
That's pretty good.
I think it has hairy, hairy legs. And here's why. The news media can't stop this, okay? In fact, the more they've tried to stop it, the worse it's gotten for them, because if there's any voter in this country that needed to have it confirmed that the news media and the deep state are real enemies of the state, this has done it. The news media has confirmed it by trying to block it, and the deep state has confirmed it by never bringing it up to begin with. They've known about this for a very long time. Biden is not the first. He's not the only. This has been going on forever. I bet you a RC and a moon pie that this is just kind of standard operating procedure in Washington, D.C., and that is one of the main reasons why they're all kind of losing it right now. And it appears, at least as far as I can tell, Jack, that, you know, we've got our Department of Justice just turning a blind eye to it if it's a Democrat doing it. Am I wrong about that, or...
No, I think so. I mean, somebody, and I do remember who had this discussion with me, but I'm not going to out him, about Christopher Wray being in law school with one of this my friend's friends, and he said some disparaging things about him. I'll try to run that down. I can't remember exactly what it was. But, yeah, they protect it. It's amazing to me that people in law enforcement, which the FBI certainly used to be, would be for a Democrat. Law enforcement people have always been having more of a tendency to vote Republican because they were law and order types more than Democrats. Right. And it just amazed me when I found out during all the Comey stuff that every layer of the hierarchy of the FBI, there were Democrats.
Well,
McCabe, Comey.
Your average, though, police chief or beat cop is not the same as these guys, you know, living there on the Potomac in the D.C. area.
I agree with that.
I'm coming to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, that the establishment people are entrenched Democrats.
Oh, and I said it the other day. They look at, you know, they, I think, looked at even W and Republicans in general, but especially Donald Trump, as barbarians.
Yeah.
And when the barbarians got inside their little cathedral, it's like, oh no, we got to get this out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, here's the thing. If you're down with the cause, if you're down with the cause, or for the cause, Democrat, yeah, you can get away with it and they won't even say anything about it. Now, if you ever leave the plantation, Democrat-wise, you'll be up against it. But if you are a Republican and you don't play ball, you are going to be prosecuted and persecuted unmercifully. And see, that's what I'm saying. This is exposing. This is why it has hairy legs, because it's exposing both of what other, you know, in the past people would say, oh, you're crazy. No, that's not happening. It is happening, and you can see it happening.
Right.
You don't have to wonder about it anymore. You know, and I mean, the very idea that the FBI knew about all of this all along and brought it up, never did anything. I mean, inexplicable. Yeah, am I surprised? Not really, but still very troubling. At the very least.
Well, and I think we're seeing how this operates, the system operates in a way we've never had before. We haven't had the means to do it before. And you bring something interesting to my mind, Papa B. You know, it's one thing to keep Republicans down, to, you know, bedevil them with scandals and the usual fare. But one thing the left, especially the cultural left, cannot abide these days are apostates who have left the progressive religion. Here are the most ridiculous examples. It goes back to the Joe Biden quote, you ain't black if you, you know, vote for Trump. Think about it. Peter Thiel, great Silicon Valley entrepreneur, brilliant guy. He comes out and speaks for Trump at the 2016 Republican National Convention, they literally run headlines in the LGBT community that Peter Thiel is no longer gay. He is, but you got to have the right politics.
But he doesn't know the gay line.
Well, and it's actually a distinction a guy named Douglas Murray makes. There's a difference between gay, you have your sexuality, and then what he called queer. No, now that you have that sexuality, here's your political agenda for you. Same thing with other identity groups. You're not a real woman anymore. When Kanye West came out, well, Kanye West is no longer black. And then the woman who helped put together the 1619 Project, Nicole Hannah Jones, well, there's a difference between black and politically black. And they cannot abide apostates and people that, leave their church. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna say a phrase here that'll maybe bring it together, okay? And that is that if you are, well, let's see if I can say it this way. This is a social justice imperative that these people operate under, okay?
Yes.
It's extra constitutional. It's super constitutional, and if you don't have that, social justice imperative, you ain't going to get hired by the federal government, let alone be able to, be in a political situation. Okay. That is what drives them. When Comey wrote his book, A Higher Calling, that's what he's talking about.
Yes.
This social justice imperative that has been placed up on top of our Constitution and pressed is what is encroaching on the basic liberties and freedoms of the Constitution.
And they've been doing it since the progressive movement of the early 20th century. There's been this technocratic ruling class, and now that, they're losing the grip on power, it's ugly. It's also a little glorious. Yeah. But hey, got to run, Papa B.
Hey, let me tell you something that I have learned since 2016, since the election of Donald Trump. All these people that I used to consider conspiratorialists and were wacky and way off base have more credibility with me today than they've ever had.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm the same page as you. I used to kind of say, well, is it legitimate media and all this? I was wrong.
You're right. I was absolutely wrong.
Yeah. And I don't get into the craziest, conspiracy stuff, but the idea that there is a coordination between the corporate mainstream press and that works with the bureaucracy, that works with the intelligence agencies, that works with Democrats within the bureaucracy and ones that are actually elected, as well as some Republicans, I think it's all true.
I think one thing the networks have come together on, there must be some big PR firm out there who at 4 o'clock in the morning, as Flower Chuck said, faxes out, emails out, talking points. Because if you look, and Fox News shows it all the time, that after something breaks, like the term Russia collusion, they all picked it up on the same day, and all of them, CNN, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, they were all saying the same phrase.
Yes.
Russia collusion. And then it became, whatever it was. Every time there's an issue about Trump, it's the same phrase.
Well, we got to hit our last break of the program this morning. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore Show. I'm Joey. He's Jack. We'll be right back.
How you doing?
Darn all right.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Special thanks, great sponsor this hour, to James Cole and the whole Cole family there at Cole Plumbing. Aren't they great, Jack?
Yeah, they are. They're going to come back and put me in a toilet tomorrow.
A special one. It's a little taller, so it's easier to get on and get off of it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Indeed. Folks, they can really do great work for you. If you need a special new install of new toilets, or maybe you want a tankless water heater system. But also, if you have any plumbing problems, big or small, Cole Plumbing has the technology, proprietary plumbing technology, that allows them to get in there with minimal discomfort to you and your home to fix the issue. That means they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. No, with precision and expertise, they can solve the problem. Been operating since 1977, founded here in Montgomery, serving the River Region area. Cole Plumbing is the place to go to fix all those plumbing problems and to meet all those plumbing needs. 279-8919, 279-8919 is their number. You can also go to coleplumbing.com. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Now, Jack, we have a question for you from Don. Hey, Don, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Good. Jack, a quick question for you. What is the latest on how things are going in the Senate race here in Alabama?
Well, there's some back and forth. As we talked about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
There's some back and forth about whose polling is more accurate. Doug Jones people say they're up 1 point in their internal poll. Internal poll meaning the pollster they hired to poll their race. And then Tommy Tuberville released the results from the pollster that his campaign hired, and they showed him 15 points up. If you get somewhere, let's say you take the two and you
find the median or the average.
Find the difference. Find the, yeah, go to a happy medium. I'd say Tuberville is up by at least 7 to 8 points, maybe a little bit more.
I think he wins with double digits.
I do too. I think it's at least 10 or 11 points.
I know one thing. It looks like Jones is spending a ton of money on TV advertising.
Oh. He's spending on media $1 million a week, and a lot of that's coming from or through the Democrat National Committee.
Well, one of the things about his advertising that just really ticks me off, he's taking credit for stuff that he absolutely has not done. He's taking credit for stuff that the Republicans have done, and he had absolutely nothing to do.
Well, that's how if you're going to win, that's how you win elections, right?
Well, that's true. What is your insider saying, Jack, about the race? Are they at all worried about it at all?
I don't think, listen, you always take things seriously. You run like you're 4 points behind and there's 48 hours left. I don't think anybody's taking any of this for granted in the Tuberville campaign, nor do I believe the Trump people are taking anything for granted. I just heard a minute ago, Hillary was up in Pennsylvania by 6 points in 2016, and Trump won. Biden's up right now 4 to 5 points. Same place Hillary was, but a little bit less. And Trump carried Pennsylvania. I don't think these polls are right. I think we all need to work like dogs to make sure that our friends in other states vote,
right,
and they vote for Trump. But I do think this is going to be a big surprise to these Democrats on Wednesday after the election or the night of the election on Tuesday.
Well, Don, good questions, but we're out of time here, man, so I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Ms. Pine Level, I just got to say hi to say bye. We're out of time, but thank you for listening, calling.
Hey, Kay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Well, Jack, good show today. A little all over the place, but I think by design.
Yeah, I know.
By design. Because, well, we're really just girding our loins, so to speak, when it comes to... Is that what Jeffrey Toobin did? I don't know.